Welcome to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. Today, we are talking about the university's relationships with the armed forces, including ROTC, and opportunities for veterans and members of the active duty military at MSU. Welcome back to the studio, Cliff.
Good morning, Jennifer. Glad to be here.
I'd like to have you begin by telling me a little bit about the ROTC program here at the university. What is the Bear Battalion?
So that's what we call our Army ROTC program at Missouri State University, founded in 1952, but it's grown over the years so that it's not just composed of Missouri State University students. It also includes students from College of the Ozarks, Evangel, Drury, Southwest Baptist University as well. And so those students go through, and after they sign a contract with the Army after their sophomore year, then the goal is for them to graduate and become second lieutenants either in the regular Army or in the Missouri National Guard.
And I know that MSU has a long tradition, as you mentioned, of sending those officers out into the military. Can you tell us a little bit about the history and how many have gone on to serve?
We have a great history of having a robust program. 42nd largest out of 275 programs at universities in the United States. We've commissioned over 1,900 second lieutenants, and 14 of those have gone on to serve as general officers.
Just looking at the MSU ROTC website, it mentions there are opportunities for people wanting to go into other careers. For example, people wanting to go into nursing can take advantage of the ROTC program and join the Army Nurse Corps. And you know a little bit about this. Tell us about your personal experience.
So lots of opportunities to go into professions. I mean, there are lots of choices in the Army's for careers, but one of the great things the Army has done is help people start off in a profession because they need doctors and physical therapists and nurses and lawyers and engineers, et cetera, et cetera. And so I took advantage of that. I was an ROTC four-year scholarship winner coming out of Fayetteville High School in 1979. Used that scholarship to pay for my undergraduate schooling at Tulane University that I would otherwise not have been able to afford. And in return for that, got a deferment for 3 years while I went to law school, and then was in the JAG Corps for 4 years, and that was my essentially my payback for the scholarship. And it started me off on a great career. I got to do courts martials and so got that trial work experience that then helped me get my first civilian job in Little Rock and ultimately landed me in Springfield.
For veterans out there listening right now who may want to take advantage of the benefits afforded them in the GI Bill, going back to school, getting those degrees, where would you recommend they start?
So, you know, always a good place to start on the website, the Missouri State University website at missouristate.edu. And you can go and look up Veteran Services. There's a webpage for that. Admissions is a good place to start. Our outreach page is also a good place to start. And there are lots of ways you can take advantage of GI Bill benefits, both as a service member, former service member, or a dependent of a service member. Lots of opportunities there. The state of Missouri has adopted a Returning Heroes Act. So for combat veterans, you can go to school for $50 a credit hour instead of $210 a credit hour and then use your benefits on top of that. And of course, we have lots of veteran services to help those students transition into civilian life and be successful in college and beyond.
And there is a public service that the ROTC program here at the university offers, and that is the color guard, providing the color guard for various events that may meet those criteria. What's the process for requesting that?
Well, there's an application for that, and it's online at the Army ROTC page within the Missouri State University website. We'll see that color guard today three times at our graduation ceremonies because they always provide that. And, you know, one of the other things we do special for our military graduates is we recognize them at the ceremonies. And so they get to wear a red, white, and blue honor cord. I specifically ask them to stand as a part of the ceremony. And that's always greeted with kind of overwhelming applause.
I've been speaking with MSU President Cliff Smarts on the university's relationship with the armed services. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.